Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 22, 1804, day 132 of the expedition. Camped on a small island named Goat Island. There may be some confusion as to where the expedition camped this evening, but Atlas Map 22 clearly indicates that it is in present-day Hughes County, South Dakota, nearly opposite Loiselle Creek. On Evans' map, Goat Island is called Cabri, the French word for a young goat. Captain Clark writes,
"A thick fog this morning detained us until 7 o'clock. The plains on both sides of the river are beautiful and ascends gradually from the river. Numerous herds of buffalo to be seen in every direction. Past Cedar Island. Near the upper part of this island, a trading post is situated, built of cedar, by Mr. Wazell of St. Louis, for the purpose of trading with the Teton bands of Sioux. About this fort I saw a number of Indian temporary lodges and horse stables, all of them round and to a point atop. I observed also a number of cottonwood trees fallen for the purpose of feeding their horses on the bark and limbs of those trees, which is said to be excellent food for horses. I walked on the shores this evening and killed a very large deer. Our hunters killed two deer and a beaver. They complain of the mineral qualities of the high land destroying their moccasins. Captain William Clark, September 22, 1804.
Sergeants Ordway and Gass made measurements and a layout of Loiselle's fort. According to Ordway, it was a cedar stockade, 65 to 70 feet square, with a sentry box on each of two opposite corners. The wall was 13 feet high. Inside was a four-room cabin, 45 1/2 by 32 1/2 feet. There were two presses for compacting pelts for shipment. The exact location of the fort has never been determined, and the island is now under the water of the Big Bend Reservoir. Tomorrow, discovered by the Sioux.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.